The South African SME Finance Association has conducted a survey into how the SME sector has been affected by the COVID-19 related lockdown and how business owners view the viability of their businesses in the short term. The findings are extremely concerning, with many owners indicating that if they're subject to the lockdown by the end of June, they could go bust. This naturally would mean job cuts and additional people becoming unemployed. On top of that, not many SMEs have been able to receive some of the support that's been on offer from both government and the private sector. Well, to discuss all of this further, I'm joined on the line by Carl Westvig. He's the CEO at Retail Capital. Thanks very much, Carl, for joining us. So just give us an overview of how many businesses were surveyed in the report.
So we made contact with 2,300 business owners across South Africa. And it's a broad spectrum from sort of informal business owners through to more formal businesses. But get at the smaller end of the spectrum, sort of up to 10 million rand turnover.
Right. So it's very concerning that the survey finds that 75% of small businesses canvassed indicate that if they're subjected to a lockdown towards the end of June, it will be curtains for them. And of course, all the associated consequences that come with that.
Exactly. So the business owners that operate don't have big buffers in terms of cash flow. So, you know, to be closed for 1 month in April was one thing they can get by. To be closed again for May is another thing. But to be closed for June as well for 3 months, it's just very hard to recover from it.
Yeah. There was a big push at the time of the lockdown by both government and the private sector to assist the small business sector. And I suppose it was inevitable that there was never going to be an endless pot of cash. But it was quite a revelation to hear that only 15% of the SMEs surveyed managed to tap onto assistance.
So we asked them two questions. Firstly, how many have applied for funding or some sort of relief or support? And only 47%, so just under half the business owners, applied for some form of relief. And then of those 53% that applied, only 32% received. So in effect, 15% of business owners have been supported in this process.
Yeah. What do you read behind this idea that some small businesses didn't even try? Why is there that lack of confidence?
So I understand the process has been quite difficult in some of the channels. So the government one required things like proving that you were viable pre-lockdown, that you'd be viable post-lockdown. The documentation was endless. It was taking business owners up to 2 days to assimilate information and prepare it and then lodge it, and then you haven't heard back.
Mm.
So it's been a difficult process, and I think it puts people off.
Yes. So when it comes to the 200 billion rand loan guarantee that's guaranteed by the Reserve Bank, you're worried that a number of SMEs won't actually be able to benefit, even though they most definitely need the help. What informs this concern?
So they picked the formal banking system to distribute those funds. So they've provided a guarantee to the banking system. Banks traditionally have been asset-based lenders and surety or security-based backed lenders. So, and the level's been set at 300 million rand a year turnover, which is medium-sized businesses, not small businesses.
Mm.
And they also, because the bank's carrying some of the risk in the process, they're going to adopt many of the internal processes, which is they want sureties, they want formal businesses, credit for a long time, larger turnover. So it's very much skewed to the top end of the market. And I think there is a large risk that the smaller businesses will be ignored in this process.
Hmm. So what have you guys in the non-bank lending community been doing to try and service SMEs?
So there's been a growing group. So in the last 10 years of non-bank lenders that have grown up supporting SME business owners. And we sort of collectively got together and said, how can we support the industry? So we've been supplying funding into this market, sort of circa 10 billion rand over the last 5 years. And we've built systems which are more cash flow based and quicker turnaround times than traditional banking systems, which means we can service small businesses. We can service businesses doing 10, 20, 30,000 a month turnovers. And yeah, what we'd like government to do is to recognize those types of non-bank lenders and provide support through them to get to the business owners.
Yeah, but what is it that you guys do to mitigate risk? And in terms of your experience, what's, you know, your impairment rate been like?
So, you know, I can't speak for the whole industry, but certainly we've seen sort of roughly a 3% loss rate, which is very acceptable in the market to be serviced.
Hmm.
And we tend to be much more data-driven and credit scorecard-driven. So we look at cash flows to the business. So as long as you're trading,
yes,
we can fund you. You don't have to put up a house and a car and other assets and other sureties.
So have you begun those engagements maybe with government or the National Command Council? Because this is an urgent matter.
We haven't directly. Certain members of the SME Finance Institute Association have been making contacts in various forms, but not collectively. And that, I think the plan now is collectively to go to them and say, provide us a guarantee or some funding that we can make available to the smaller business owners.
Hmm. Of course, one of the things that you guys are pushing for is for the acceleration in opening up the economy more quickly. But of course, this has to be done in conjunction with businesses observing safety precautions in the time of COVID.
Agreed. But I think you need to understand, you can either try and enforce every regulation or you can create the guidelines,
yes,
and let people self-police. And I think what we've had up to now is a very firm lockdown. It's been a good thing, I think, to create the disciplines. But at some point, you can't police every business and every person in South Africa.
Yes.
But the awareness is now at a point where, you know, people won't walk into a restaurant or a retailer if people aren't wearing masks, as an example. You know, the business owners will make sure that people walking in will be wearing masks. So I think the disciplines are already there.
Yes.
And I think at some point you've got to lift the lockdown and trust the people will adhere to this.
Yeah. And just remind the listeners why the SME sector is so important. We are hearing that people have already lost their jobs and, you know, it's quite an important sector for jobs.
So it's one of the largest contributors to jobs in the country right now and a large part of the GDP already. I mean, in terms of national development plans, they're talking about up to 90% of new jobs being created through the SME sector. Now, you know, with formal employment letting people go and the SME sector under stress, you can have a very large unemployed population, which we already have to some extent. And many of those want to go back to the SME sector or will be forced to.
Yes.
To make a living. And that the SME sector isn't vibrant and supported. It's going to make it very tough to re-employ these people.
Mm. When we talk about the potential of an SME falling or collapsing at the end of June, some people may say, well, you know, that may well happen, but they will have had the know-how and the skill and the experience of that business. Surely they can just pick up again. How difficult is it for a small SME that has fallen to get up again?
So I guess you look at the level of sophistication. If you're a small sparser shop owner, and you just need a bit of access to stock, then it's fairly easy to restart. If you're a more formal business that has a landlord, premises, you have staff, you have systems, you have contracts with suppliers, you have suppliers that supply stock to you, you know, all of those things break, and you break the system. To start all over again, it means re-engaging suppliers, re-engaging system providers, re-engaging landlords. Yeah, it's not easy to recreate everything.
Yes.
And I think the long-term risk we run in South Africa is we break supply chains. And we all depend on each other, from importers, wholesalers, manufacturers, you know, retailers. They all depend on each other. And we start breaking the supply chain, it's very hard to recreate.
That was Carl Westvig. He's the CEO at Retail Capital.